We're about to strike more low notes in high places with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In Whitehall's General Assistance Department, skilled operatives stand by to help any branch of government that's overstretched. Executives and secretary work as a team, invariably starting each day with a frank exchange of views.
Morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Hello, Mildred.
Morning, Mr. Lamb.
Morning, Mildred.
The Ministry of Defence rang, Mr. Lennox Brown, to check everything's in hand for the Wessex Regiment.
Ah, yes, yes. I've been asked to order new flags for them, you know.
Oh, yes?
Yes, they're taking part in the trooping of the colour, so the Ministry want them to be extra smart. They're to have new flags decorated with their motto, Ready for Anything.
By the way, sir, Mr. Crawley from the office next door wants to see you.
Oh, creepy Crawley. Oh, I think that man's a pain in the neck. And some people have a lower opinion of him.
Mr. Crawley's all right, man. He's just rather unworldly.
You mean he's like nothing on earth?
Oh,
well, you better show him in, Mildred, I suppose.
Righty-ho, sir. Yeah. Come in, Mr. Crawley.
Oh, thank you, Mildred.
Hello, Mr. Crawley. What can we do for you?
Well, I just popped in to borrow some Watts's names.
You mean paper clips?
Yes, that's what I said. Watts's names. My brace is snapped, you see, and I'm finding it hard to keep up appearances.
How are you managing at the moment?
Well, all I could find in my office was lots of red tape. I've tied it round my what's-his-names. Okay, it's not very comfortable.
Yeah, I can imagine. But here are some paper clips.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Lamb. You're a real pal. I expect you're busy as usual.
Yes, we're working for the Ministry of Defence. I'm ordering some tropical nightwear for army units in the Far East.
Oh, very interesting.
I'm just off to give my order to the Ministry buyers. Shall I take yours, ma'am?
Oh, thank you, too, yes. And give my regards to Mr. Cannon.
He's not there. He went off suddenly. See you later, ma'am. Bye, Mr. Crawley.
Well, now, I mustn't detain you, Mr. Crawley. I'm sure you've lots to do in your own office.
Oh, not at all, Mr. Lennox Brown. I'm not busy these days.
Just sitting around on your what's-his-name, eh?
That's right. Or if I want a bit of excitement, I sharpen all the pencils both ends.
Well, you'll have to excuse me. I have some phone calls to make.
Yeah, well, you carry on. Don't mind me.
My phone calls are of a personal and confidential nature, Mr. Crawley.
Oh, I see. You'd rather I wasn't here. Oh, well, I can take a hint, Mr. Lennox Brown. I don't need the roof to fall on me.
Pity.
I'll go and see what I can do with these paper clips. Perhaps if I stick them in my wassie's name.
An excellent idea. And next time you pass my office, I'll appreciate it. Now then, Soho 24. Ah, yes, dreadful fella. Sort of chap who goes to bed in his socks. Drops in to pass the time of day, and he's passed about half of it before you get rid of him. Oh, hello. Is that Mademoiselle Claudette? Yes, that's right, it's me, yes. Well, just checking on our 3 o'clock date. Yes, good, good. I'm looking forward to it, yes. But we have to finish by 5, or my wife will wonder why I'm late and get suspicious. Well, yes, it's half an hour from Soho to the station, you see. Yes, good, good. See you later. Ah, well, now I think I'd better have a little rest. Build up the strength for this afternoon.
Excuse me, sir, but I just happened to overhear your phone call on my extension.
Oh, dear. Did you, Mildred?
Don't think I'm eavesdropping, mind, but I couldn't help hearing you with this woman in Soho. Oh, Mr. Lennox Brown, how could you?
Yeah, but Mildred,
she's a scarlet woman, isn't she? A Soho trumpet. Leading you astray with her fancy foreign ways. You, who I've always looked up to as someone special.
Thank you, Mildred.
And I know how your wife trusts you and loves you. She spent months knitting that tartan sock for your silver wedding.
Mildred, just listen.
I mean, I've always thought of you as above carrying on with naughty ladies. And past it and all.
Mildred, be quiet and listen. My phone call was a perfectly innocent one, though I must say I wanted to keep it quiet in case people laughed at me.
Laugh at you? Oh, now I wouldn't laugh at you, sir, now would I?
Well, I was phoning Mademoiselle Claudette because she's giving me lessons in ballroom dancing.
Ballroom dancing? You?
Mildred, a little decorum, please. My Thursday afternoon lessons are a great success.
her.
Well, the idea is, Mildred, that my wife is now president of our local ladies' bowling club, and we're going to have a ball.
Yeah, I'll bet.
My wife and I will be required to lead the dancing, so to give her a pleasant surprise, I'm polishing up my prowess.
Oh, I'm sorry I led to the wrong confusion, sir.
Yes, well, you can make amends by keeping quiet about this, because, you see, it's a private matter.
Well, of course, sir. Yeah, aren't dancing lessons a bit expensive in the West End?
Oh, they're not cheap, Mildred, no. But luckily, money's a bit easier lately. My wife has a part-time job, and she now contributes to the housekeeping.
Oh, your wife's got a part-time job, sir?
Yeah, she's working as an agent for a mail-order firm.
Oh.
Oh, now that reminds me, I promised to pick up a handbook from the store. Yes, I must make a note of that. Get Agent's Handbook, that's it.
Wonderful day for the trooping at the Colour One.
Oh, yes, it did. Yes, those new flags I ordered must have looked splendid in the sunshine.
New flags?
Well, you remember, for the Wessex Regiment. You gave my chit to the Ministry buyer.
Oh, yes, that's right, so I did, when I ordered that tropical nightwear.
Yes, well, I hope it went well. General Assistance Department, Felix Brown.
I'm griping.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm General Sir Archibald Griping, in charge of trooping the colour.
Ah, yes, General. Well, tell me, how did it go?
I'm just about to tell you, Linus Bryan. You were asked to provide new flags for the Wessex Regiment, were you not?
Indeed, sir, yes. I trust they arrived.
Well, they did not arrive, ma'am. Instead of flags, the regiment received assorted army nightwear.
Army nightwear?
And being used to obeying orders without question, they used it for the ceremony. The adjutant galloped across Horse Guards Parade, and instead of the regimental standard, presented a blue-striped pajama jacket.
Oh, glory.
Not only that, Lennox Brown, but every flagpole along the mall is flying, not a flag.
Not a flag.
Not a flag, but a lady's peekaboo nightdress.
Well, I'm truly sorry, General. I'll have all ladies' nightdresses removed at once.
This is the end of the matter, Lennox Brown. Someone's going to be shot for this.
This is your doing, too.
Huh?
Well, when you placed those orders with the Ministry buyers, you mixed up their destinations.
Did I?
Well, you must have done. Your wretched army nightwear went to my trooping of the colour. Oh, if the permanent undersecretary hears about this, he'll kill you.
Perhaps Sir Gregory won't know if we keep mum.
Now then, you two.
Oh, hello, mum. Hello, Sir Gregory.
You placed some orders for the Ministry of Defence, lad.
Yes, Sir Gregory.
I've just heard from our Women's Royal Army Command in the Far East. Their tropical nightwear turned out to be heavy brocade material.
Heavy brocade material.
Almost like flags, they say. And the girls have had to sleep in this stuff. And it's rubbed them up the wrong way.
Great wonders, I know.
Apart from the discomfort, they're incensed by the motto on the front of their night attire. It says, ready for anything.
I'm sorry about these boobs, Sir Gregory. Please don't fire me.
Well, if you don't do better in the future, star shortage or not, you'll both be out. Do you understand?
You put it with clarity and pith, sir.
Yeah. Now, listen, both of you. It's not just a question of greater efficiency. We must also tighten up security. We're not sufficiently on our guard.
Quite right, sir. I've always maintained our safe should have a door.
Mm. Yes, anyone could walk in and pinch our milk and sugar.
No, I'm not talking about milk and sugar, man. I'm talking about state secrets. There's evidence of confidential material from this department leaking to a foreign power.
Good gracious. Do you seriously mean there's a spy in the ministry?
Well, it's beginning to look like it.
Ooh.
So from now on, I want you to be extra vigilant.
Yes, sir.
Lock your doors, Lennox Brown. Guard your papers, Lamb. And tell Miss Murfin to keep an eye on her drawers.
You can rely on us, sir.
I hate it when his eyes bulge, don't you? I sometimes wonder if he'll get them back in again. Perhaps we should go to the Ministry of Defence and sort out this little boo-boo.
Yes, too, I think you should.
Aren't you coming?
No, I can't.
Why not? There's no work on Thursday, isn't it? It's only 2:45.
2:45. Already? By Jove, I must be off.
Where to?
That's the little appointment I have to keep. See you tomorrow, too.
That's strange. What's he up to? He didn't even finish his crossword. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Lamb. Where's Mr. Lennox Brown?
It's rather odd. He went off very mysteriously. Wouldn't say where he was going. He goes off every Thursday afternoon, now I come to think of it.
Is that so? Well, funnily enough, I saw him last Thursday afternoon in, of all places, Soho. He had his coat collar turned up and he looked extremely furtive.
What were you doing in Soho, Mr. Crawley?
Oh, I go there regularly for some what's-his-name. I've got to have it, you see.
Oh, you mean your health food?
That's right. Yes. I buy wheat germ and organically grown prunes.
Yes, sounds delicious. LB's been acting strangely in several ways lately. For one thing, he suddenly seems to have more money.
Really?
Mm. When collecting boxes come round, he doesn't go and hide in the washroom anymore.
Well, you don't think he could be up to anything... Well, you know, shady.
I must say he's become very secretive. Almost as if he had something to hide.
That's right, Mr. Lamb, he has. When I was in here the other day, he seemed quite anxious to get rid of me. He wanted to make some secret telephone calls.
Perhaps he is up to something.
I say, I've heard rumours of someone leaking in the ministry. You don't think it could be him?
Mr. Lennox Brown, a spy. Doesn't look like James Bond, does he?
Secret agents don't in real life. They're all tired-looking men with moustaches.
I must say it all fits. Secret phone calls, money to burn, mysterious appointments in Soho, but now LB wouldn't. Would he?
I say, look at that note on his blotter.
Hmm?
Get agent's handbook.
Good Lord.
He's not just an agent, he's getting a book to make him a better one.
I can hardly believe it. Mr. Lennox Brown, another Mata Hari. What can we do?
Well, there's only one thing to do. Report him to the authorities, after all. A spy's a spy, a traitor.
But we're talking about a friend, a colleague.
Spies should be shown no mercy. Hang them all, I say. Hang them by the what's-his-names.
Steady on, Mr. Crawley. Perhaps I should talk to Sir Gregory.
What the blazes do you want, Lamb?
Could I have a word with you, Sir Gregory?
If you want to rise, you know what the answer is, don't you?
No.
Exactly.
It's a splendid office you have, sir. Wall-to-wall desk and two cocktail cabinets.
Well, three, if you count the one built into the colour TV. Top executives have to be taken care of, you know. Well, get to the point, Lamb. I have a massage in 20 minutes.
Oh, I wondered what the couch was for.
Well, it's basically for my secretary. Nice girl. Failed the typing test, but passed the physical. Well, what is it you came here to say, man?
Sir Gregory, you said there's a spy in the building, and I think I've discovered the guilty man.
You have? Good Lord, who is it?
I hate to say this, Sir Gregory, but Mr. Crawley and I believe it's Mr. Lennox Brown.
Lennox Brown? By George, have you proof of this?
No actual proof, sir, but lots of incriminating evidence.
Yes, it could be Lennox Brown, you know. I've been wondering for a long time where his loyalties lay. I saw him eating red cabbage the other day.
And he started parting his hair on the left.
Well, obviously, all these years of bungling weren't years of bungling. It was carefully planned disruption and sabotage.
What are you going to do, Sir Gregory?
We mustn't arouse Lennox Brown's suspicions. They can be cunning, dangerous devils, these traitors.
Dangerous? Not Mr. Lennox Brown, surely.
Oh, don't be misled by that meek appearance. Something about him reminds me of Hitler. Now, we mustn't swoop too soon. But don't let him see any secret documents.
Right, Sir Gregory.
Watch him like a lynx and note down everything he says.
Everything?
Everything. I'll speak to MI5. When they've decided what's to be done, you'll come here and we'll talk again.
Yes, Sir Gregory.
Now, to summon you without arousing Lennox Brown's suspicions, I shall come to your office and give you a message in code. I shall say, I have strange foreboding.
You'll say, I have strange foreboding.
And you will show you've understood by saying, there's something in the wind.
There's something in the wind.
Yes. That will be your signal to come to my office and talk.
Hello, the Ministry of Defense seemed to have forgiven us for that slip-up. They've sent us plans for the NATO exercise and asked us to cost them.
Would you mind repeating that one? The bit after hello?
What on earth are you doing, too? Every time I say anything, you ask me to repeat it or speak more slowly. Hey. Good Lord, you're writing it all down.
No, I'm not. No.
But you are. I can see your pencil moving.
Is it? Oh, good heavens, yes. Well, I did write some things down. For your biography, you see. Hmm? I thought I could be Boswell to your Dr. Cameron.
Oh, well, I suppose I'll have to read all these NATO papers. What a bore.
Just a minute. They're secrets, aren't they? It's all right, man. I'll read them for you. Give them to me.
There's no need to snatch them from my hands, too.
I'm going to the washroom now. I'll take them with me.
But what on earth for?
For safety. They can't be left in here for you to... for anyone to read.
Good grief. What on earth's the matter with him? Is it coming up to the full moon again?
Missy, I'm just shot through my office like a thing possessed. Whatever's going on?
I've no idea, Mildred. It's been very odd today. But he's been watching me all morning, and he keeps writing in his notebook. He was quite determined to get hold of those secret NATO papers.
Secret papers? Do you remember what Sir Gregory said about security leaks? Could Mr. Lamb be involved, do you think?
Mr. Lamb? Mildred, don't make me laugh. Mr. Lamb hasn't got the brain for that sort of thing.
Well, what about that film on telly last Saturday? There was this man who pretended to be half stupid and half witted, and all the time he was head of a spy network.
Yes, it's a thought, I suppose. Tell you what, we'd both better keep an eye on Mr. Lamb. Try and find out what he's up to. Yes, now I must be off.
Oh, yes, your dancing lesson this afternoon, isn't it?
Yes, and I hope you haven't told anyone.
Oh, no, no, sir. No, I've been the soul of indiscretion. How's it all going?
Oh, splendidly. Yes, we're on to some of the latest dances, including the Lancers and the military two-step.
That's that finished, then.
What did you say, too?
What? What do you mean, what did I say?
I asked you what you said.
I said, that's that, then.
That's a strange thing to say. What were you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Well, when I said nothing, I didn't mean nothing. I meant nothing. I was just sharpening my pencil.
To write with, I suppose. Hmm? Don't deny it. Good afternoon, Sir Gregory.
Hello, Sir Gregory.
I haven't come specially to see you, Lamb. I've come to talk to the pair of you, like I usually do, and, give you both a new job for the Ministry of Defense.
Ah, very interesting, Sir Gregory. Yes, and what is it exactly?
Well, the details are top secret. Too secret to be divulged.
Well, how can we do the job, then?
Oh, stop asking questions, Lennox Brown, and get on with it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, Lamb, I have strange forebodings.
Oh, dear.
One of your expense account lunches, Sir Gregory?
Lamb... I have strange forebodings.
Don't worry, sir. I expect you're just at a funny age.
Forgive my colleague, sir. He's not himself this week.
Pull yourself together, Lamb. I have strange forebodings.
Oh, yes, yes, sir. I dare say it's the wind.
Are you all right, Sir Gregory? That vein in your forehead is throbbing again.
Nothing to do with you, Lennox Bowen. Huh? Come to my office, Lamb, but don't let him know. Right, you two. Just a routine call, you understand? Carry on.
I feel like a bit of a change, man. I think I'll pop down to the canteen and watch the plastic oranges going round. If you think I'm going to Sir Gregory's office, you're quite wrong.
Come in, Lamb. Come in. Come in, Lamb. And shut the door. Now, I'll be brief.
Yes.
I'm having my massage in a few minutes. I've spoken to MI5, and they say the next move is to search Lennox Brown's desk and office. But we must pick a time when there's no chance he'll be there.
Any day after 4 o'clock, sir.
Right. Now, MI5 have assigned their ace investigator to this case, Commander Hawk. We'll all meet in Lennox Brown's office at 5 today. Commander Hawk is their top man. You'll be very impressed, Lamb. Smooth, discreet... You'd never know he was a policeman.
Hello, 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 hello. So this is Lennox Brown's desk, eh?
Ah, a shrewd piece of deduction, Commander Hawk.
Let's have a look in these drawers, then. I've a hammer and chisel here. We'll soon force them open.
There's no need to. They're not locked.
Now then. We'll do things my way, if you don't mind, sir.
Well done, Commander. I think you'll find enough evidence there to put Lennox Brown away for 30 years.
Oh, dear. Will it come to that?
What have we here? In the first drawer, one piece of chewing gum used by a man with national health teeth. One pair of slippers, two pots of marmalade. Aha, and a copy of Big Girl Pictorial. I'd better look into this.
Look, Commander. There are some notes at the back of the drawer.
Hello, hello, hello. What's this, then? It says, detailed movements of the Lancers.
Great Scott! They're one of our crack regiments, aren't they?
And now their movements are betrayed to the enemy. Hello? There's more. Full particulars of the military. Second step. You see, the first lot have gone already.
Yes. And what's that scrawled at the bottom?
Yes.
Check with Mademoiselle Claudette, 3 p.m. Thursday. By thunder, I might have known he's got a female accomplice.
Mademoiselle Claudette. Could be a continental type. I don't know.
Perhaps her address is at the back.
Oh, we shouldn't look at his diary, should we? It's private.
Oh, nonsense, Lamb. This is a matter of national security. Here we are. Mademoiselle Claudette, 14 Soho Street. We got him!
If he's seeing her on Thursday, we can catch him in the act.
That's tomorrow. We'll pounce at 1,500 hours.
No, better still. 3 o'clock. better fix up a squad of police, sir. I'll be in touch.
I feel so disloyal after all these years. Think of it. His life ruined, his career wrecked, his job gone.
Yeah.
I suppose you want me to take over as head of this office.
Oh, well, there'll be rich rewards for all of us. There could even be something for this in the New Year's honours list.
Oh, Sir Richard Lamb. That'd look good on my library ticket.
Not for you, Lamb. Not for you, for me. I've masterminded this whole operation.
Oh, dear. Was I right to help them? If I get his job, I'd get an extra 38p a week. But will I be able to live with myself? Perhaps I should warn him. It's this woman that's caused all the trouble. This beautiful, brazen Mademoiselle Claudette.
And a 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Oh, dear, what am I going to do with you, Mr. Lennox Brown?
Well, I'm very sorry, Mademoiselle Claudette. I realize I'm no Fred Astaire.
I said last week you had 2 left feet, but this week you seem to have 3.
Well, I'm afraid there's something on my mind today.
Oh, dear, it's not that awful assistant you told me about, Sir Gregory Pitkin.
No, this is another of my juniors, Richard Lamb. No, I'm afraid he's fallen into evil ways. I believe he's responsible for a leak at the ministry.
One, I had to see you.
Good heavens, it's you two. How did you find me here?
No time to explain. MI5 have got onto it and Sir Gregory knows, and because of the leak we had to force open your drawers and it all came out. And when they saw about the woman and the lancers, they decided to pounce, but I don't want their mouldy 38p.
What are you talking about?
Have you come for the Scottish country dancing?
It's about this spy business. It's all out in the open.
Oh, I see. So I was right. How did you get caught up in this, too?
I did what I thought was right.
One of those, eh? Mm-hmm. Well, what are we going to do about it?
There's not a moment to lose. I've got a pair of dark glasses here, a ticket to South America, and a nun's habit.
I see. Oh, well, I mean, I won't stop you, too. I mean, you go ahead.
Thanks very much. I'll send you a card when I... What?
What do you mean?
I bought these for you.
Me? Well, why on earth would I want to go to South America? Place is full of foreigners. Well, I'm sorry to. No, when you flee the country, you flee alone.
Lennox Brown! So, caught in the act.
Sir Gregory, you're here as well.
And what are you doing here, Lamb? Oh, by George, I see it all now. You're both in this together.
I can explain, Sir Gregory.
Commander Hawk, arrest them both. Get the handcuffs.
Have you come for the Scottish country dancing?
Don't you try to seduce me, madam, with your blatant imitations.
On second thoughts, too, we'd both better flee. Quick, down the fire escape.
Ah, stop them, they're getting away.
Mr. Lennox Brown, come back. You haven't paid for your lesson yet.
Here is the news, read by Brian Martin. 2 suspected spies were chased by armed detectives through Soho this afternoon. At one point, the 2 men ran through the Dilly Dolly strip club, followed by 20 policemen. After a scuffle, the fugitives escaped by the stage door, with 10 policemen still in pursuit. Later, the men were trapped in the backyard of a restaurant, but escaped by sliding down the rubbish chute. And we've just heard that the 2 foreign agents have been arrested in the Isle of Wight. They leapt off the ferry from Southampton shouting, "We've made it," apparently under the impression that they'd been on a boat to Brazil.
You pair of half-witted, bungling nincompoops, causing all this fuss and bother.
Yeah, I do assure you we're innocent.
So MI5 told me. That grilling they gave you breaks down the toughest traitors. In your case, it broke down the MI5 men.
So at least you know we're not spies.
Well, if you're not, who is? We still haven't traced that security leak. There's still someone in this ministry letting information through to the other side. Now, that someone has got to be ruthlessly exposed and heavily punished.
Evening paper, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Oh, thank you, Mildred. Put it on the desk.
Pardon me for protruding, sir. But look at this girl's photo on the front page. Isn't that the girl I've seen going to your office every week?
Oh, yes, yes. That's my masseuse, Miss Pat Freely. She gives me fits and tremula.
Yeah, well, according to this, sir, that's not a name at all. Her real name is Tanya Idoff.
Jove, it says in the paper she's been expelled from the country. They found she's an enemy agent employed by the Latvian government.
What?
See what the paper says, then. She's been posing as a masseuse to elderly and gullible government officials.
What?
She pretended to give them a massage, and when her clients were stretched out, she photographed their portfolios.
That means she snapped your documents, Sir Gregory. You that's been leaking information.
What will you do, sir?
You said the culprit should be ruthlessly exposed.
Well, on second thoughts, none of those papers were really vital. The girl's been expelled, so there's an end to it. There's no sense raking up the past. Now, let's all stroll along to my office and have a few brandies.